What's up, everyone? Welcome to the very first episode of the 10 podcast. I'm RJ, and I'm so glad you're here. This podcast is a place where I'll be sharing some of the things that have been on my mind. My goal? To give you something to reflect on in just 10 minutes. So let's jump in. Today, we're talking about self-realization. So here's a little backstory. Earlier this year, I was laid off, and it sucked. This is the second time I've been laid off in my 20-year career. And it was a tough pill to swallow. But it also gave me a rare opportunity to pause and reflect. I was kind of forced to. I suddenly found myself with time to think about things I'd been too busy to consider. What's important to me? What I'm really doing with my life? And most importantly, who I am outside of my job title. Self-realization isn't something that just happens overnight, though. It's more like peeling back the layers of an onion. You keep discovering more about yourself as you go. For me, this period of self-reflection was pretty eye-opening for me, and I learned some pretty valuable lessons that I'll share with you today. One of the biggest areas I had to take a hard look at was my relationships. So it's easy to get caught up in the routine, seeing the same people, doing the same things, but are those relationships truly fulfilling? For a sensitive soul like myself, letting go of relationships that no longer serve me was incredibly tough. Once I'm invested, y'all, I'm invested, and sometimes to my own detriment. It's like you're holding on to a part of your past, and letting go feels like losing a piece of yourself. But here's what I realized. Letting go isn't about losing, it's about healing. When you let go of relationships that drain you, you make room for ones that nourish your soul. You free up space in your mind, in your heart, in your life for new connections that align with who you are now, not who you were. And I think that's very important. And it's not just about cutting people out. Sometimes it's about redefining those relationships, setting boundaries, and being clear about what you need. For someone like me, doing that has been tough. And I really had to settle into myself to have that realization and to be able to start doing that. In this place, it's really been a game changer for me. Letting go of what doesn't serve you. We all know this. It is easier said than done. When I was laid off, it hit me pretty hard. I felt like I had failed, and I'm pretty hard on myself. And for the first couple of weeks, I was really holding on to that feeling. It was like a cloud hanging over me, making it hard to see the silver lining. But here's the thing. Holding on to that sense of failure wasn't helping me. It was just holding me back. And again, I have to reiterate this. It's tough, and it's easier said than done. Letting go of that failure was one of the most freeing experiences, though. It wasn't instant. There were days when I had to consciously remind myself that my worth isn't tied to a job title or a paycheck. I was talking to myself like a crazy person, to be honest. But it's reminding myself that it's about who I am as a person, how I treat others, and how I treat myself. Once I was able to let go of that negative self-talk, I started to see new possibilities. It opened up a space for new opportunities, for growth, and for a fresh perspective. Turning 43 this year made me really think about my health. I've struggled with my weight for most of my life, and it's been a constant battle ever since I was a little kid. But this year, turning 43, it really highlighted the need for me to make a change. I recently started semaglutide treatment as a personal choice. This wasn't an easy decision. I had to do a lot of research and soul searching before I committed. This is about more than just losing weight, though. It's about taking control of my health and my future. It's about making choices that align with where I want to be, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally, too. I want to be around for a long time to enjoy life and to feel good in my own skin. And sometimes that means making tough choices and stepping out of your comfort zone. But in the end, I know it'll be worth it. And then there's my career. Getting laid off forced me to really question if I was on the right path. So much so that I decided to go back to school to get my master's. That's another story for another day. Was I doing something that truly fulfilled me, or was I just going through the motions? I realized that I wanted more than just a job. I wanted something that gave me a sense of purpose, something that aligned with my values and allowed me to grow. I'm happy to say that recently I started a new job that feels like a much better fit. I'm definitely excited about it. It's not just about making a living anymore. It's about finding fulfillment in what I do every day, especially when it comes to work, because a lot of us spend most of our lives at work. For me, it's about being challenged, being engaged, and feeling like I'm genuinely contributing to something bigger than myself. That is really important to me. And let me tell you, at least in this new role that is apparent, and it's really a great feeling. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a few practical tips. First one is to journal regularly. Admittedly, I am not the journaling type. I have been advised to do so by many people, and we're going to get there slowly. But maybe writing down your thoughts, your feelings, and your experiences, recording or texting yourself or something. Journaling is a powerful tool for self-reflection and can help you uncover patterns and insights that you might not notice otherwise. Ask the hard questions. Look yourself in the mirror and be real with yourself. Ask yourself what you really want. What is holding you back? What changes do you need to make? Be honest with yourself, even if it's uncomfortable. Another thing is taking small steps. And this one I definitely have had trouble with in the past. Self-realization doesn't happen overnight. I gotta remind myself. You gotta start with small, manageable changes. And realistically, this is easier for some people than for others. For me, this is more difficult. I have to consciously remind myself and do these small practices. For example, maybe it's setting a new boundary or sticking to a new habit or letting go of something that's been weighing you down. Just remind yourself every small step counts. Surround yourself with support. This, to me, is really important, and this is part of my own journey, is find people who support your growth, genuinely support your growth, and encourage your journey. My personal opinion is that you have to be around people that are down for you and not people that just say they're down for you, that show you in their actions, whether it's friends, family, or a mentor. Having a support system makes a world of difference. And here, let me give you a quick example. I recently sought out a life coach, and they are expensive. Let me just tell you that right now. But the particular person that I'm working with, just in one session, has really kind of opened my eyes to a lot of things. If nothing else, this person is someone that I feel comfortable with saying, I have a support person or a system, and that's really important to me. Lastly, be patient. As with everything in life, it's a journey, not a destination. So you got to be kind to yourself and give yourself the grace to grow at your own pace. So that's my story. And those are a few things that have been on my mind. But now I want to turn it over to you. When was the last time you took a moment to reflect on where you are and where you want to go? And I mean, not just in passing, like really sitting down and taking a look at where you're at. Have you thought about what relationships you need to reevaluate? What you might need to let go of? How you're taking care of your health? Or whether you're on the right career path? Self-realization is a journey, one that's deeply personal and ever-evolving. I encourage you to take some time this week. Just 10 minutes to reflect on these questions. You might be surprised at what you discovered. Thank you for tuning into the very first episode of the 10 Podcast, and I'm excited to continue this journey with you. Until next time, take care and keep growing.